Ja, Flo, ich weiß nicht, wie viele Wochen sind vergangen? 4, 3 Wochen, dass wir gesagt haben, wir gehen in die Sommerpause und da sind wir schon wieder. Hat lang gehalten, unsere Auszeit in Anführungszeichen. Ja,
wir halten es einfach nicht aus. Ne? Ohne euch, ohne alle, aber ich ohne dich auch nicht. Aber es hat einen
kleines bisschen Grund. Gelogen ist
es. Ja, das stimmt. Es hat einen ganz anderen, ganz wichtigen Grund, denn wir haben heute einen NFL-Star zu Gast, der in Deutschland verweilt.
Und deswegen unterbrechen wir deswegen auch kurz unsere Podcast-Pause, gehen dann wieder rein in die Podcast-Pause. Du darfst sagen, wo gehen wir jetzt hin zum Interview mit?
Wir gehen rüber ins Büro.
Mit? Wer kommt?
Bijan Robinson.
Die Talkzone.
All right, Bijan, nice to meet you. Appreciate your time. You are right now in Germany. You visited Berlin and you are now in Munich. How's the impression so far of Germany?
I like Germany a lot. You know, just being in Berlin and seeing like the history that's just been laid there is pretty insane. It's super cool. And then just transitioning here to Munich, like it's been a sunny days, which is really cool. But all the people, the food's been really good. People have been super nice. I've enjoyed my time so far.
The weather will not be that good in November, I can tell
you. I know everybody says it'll be cold. It's gonna be really cold, it's all good.
So you're doing the scouting tour for the Falcons for autumn, for November. What to do in Berlin when you're here against the Colts?
Yeah. I mean, it's good that they brought me out earlier so I can let the team know, you know, what to expect. But I mean, even just visiting the stadium, like the stadium's insane. Like the history that comes with that stadium is like really cool. So I'm gonna let the guys know, like, just a little bit before we get here in November.
But what can you tell them, for example, about Berlin? I think you made a small city tour.
Yeah, we did like a little tour. They said like if we stayed more days, like we still wouldn't have been on most of the tour. Like
Flo is from Berlin, he can do a tour.
I do, yeah.
Really?
We can meet again in November then if you want to.
I'm down. Sure. I'm down.
But also the nightclubs, if it's allowed to, maybe after the game then. But.
Oh, yep. we'll see with that. But yeah, even like the wall, like that was insane. I had no idea that it was like that. So even learning about that was pretty cool.
And maybe you visited the stadium and it's like, at least 4 months until this game then against the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah. But maybe what do you think you can expect then from this adventure in Germany? I guess it's your first time in Germany also?
Yeah, first time. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to expect, I mean, obviously we're trying to come here to win the game.
Of course.
But other than that, like for all the guys that have not, you know, been to Germany, at least they can see a little bit of it. Probably the 3 or 4 days we're here. And I mean, I just hope that I get to see more of it and to experience more. And, you know, if I can, you know, we have our one of our kickers is from mm-hmm. Berlin. So I'm gonna try to be with him throughout the time to see what he can show me.
Yeah, Lenny Krieg, he was also with us. We talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's awaiting in Atlanta. He's looking forward.
He's with the team.
He's with us right now. Like, great dude. Like he just wants to learn and just be around like all the guys, and I mean he's a super nice guy that just, I think he's a very, very good kicker too as well.
Maybe one question to the last season before we go to the new season. How would you rate the 2024 season? I think it wasn't what you expect as a team. Personally, I think it was a good season, but as a team, you want to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean as a team, like we have these high goals and expectations, and you know, I know that adversity struck a little bit last year for us. And I mean, we have to, you know, take it on the chin. But for this year, like we learned, like that was a learning lesson. And, you know, me, like I'm not the individual stats are great, but, you know, I want my team to be successful and I want us to be the best team that we can be. So I think especially that we're seeing like in this offseason, just a lot of us are just like ready to go. Like our leadership has grown already. And all the new guys that are coming in, like, they see a standard, and like we're trying to set the standard for them to, you know, not just be comfortable but want to work hard like every single day that they get there. So I think if we continue to do that every single day, then we'll eventually, you know, reach the end goal and, you know, try to finish it off the right way.
But how was it maybe the last season for you, especially in this offense with the quarterback situations going on, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix? I said one time in our broadcast here in the Zone Germany, it's not the Atlanta Falcons, it's the Atlanta Bijans, because everything, you were not the go-to guy. It seemed like you were the only guy who made yardage. So how was it personally for you in this offense? Everything focused on you then?
I mean, you got that. I mean, God like gifted me to do some things on the football field, but for me, like I'm still just a piece of this offense. Like our O line, like we have a very good O line that sometimes gets overlooked, but like they're the guys that set up everything for us. I know like the quarterback situation was up and down, but that's why we had other guys on the field that stepped it up. Like you had Drake London, you had Darnell Mooney, you had Charlie Warner, like Ray McLeod, Kyle, like you had so many guys that try to like just step up the game, gameplay around, you know, that situation so we can try to make it as far as we can. But that's why like the team aspect of it is so important, because, you know, I can't just be one guy, Drake can't just be one guy, like we all got to be as a unit together. And you know, I think that this offseason is what we're learning. And now this offseason, like we have a time to, you know, really all be together, and we know who's going to be on the field and who's going to, you know, eventually be a part of the long run that we're trying to be a part of. And I mean, it's good to see it now in this offseason.
A very simple question. How good is Michael Penix Jr.?
He's very, very good. He's a very good quarterback. I think like the guys around him understand that he's going to be the guy. At that position, so we have to be, you know, the guys at our position so we can help him throughout the whole year, and so we can all just, you know, be successful and you know, take it to another level for the offense.
And of course you personally put on a measure stick because of your statistics from yourself, but what's the goal maybe with the Atlanta Falcons? Of course everybody wants to win the league, yeah, for sure, yeah. But what is it for you personally with this team, maybe with this offense, and for you especially as a running back?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I mean, as a team, yeah, we all want to win the Super Bowl, but you know, we got to take it step by step. Like we got to take it one day at a time. And for me, just growing in my leadership is, you know, what I'm focused on the most, and you know, being more of a vocal leader. And you know, I said this the other day, like you want to grow from year one to year two, but then you want your biggest growth to be from year two to year three. And you know, you want to, you know, have great seasons, but you want to like do it for your team and be an example for your team of this is how it should be done. And you know, when the season comes in for this next year, like showing those guys that I'm committed to, you know, work as hard as I can to, you know, not only be great for the team, be great for the city, be great for the NFL community. Like everybody wants to see us, you know, be at our best. So that's what I want to, you know, instill with the team, and hopefully, you know, we can all do some great things while we do that.
Yeah, sounds good. Do we have more sports questions? Because
no.
I have one.
Yeah.
We also want to know you more for the German fans. And there's a question I always had. Where is the name Bijan coming from?
Yeah, so Bijan, so my mom, she found that name. I think it was the store, like the clothing brand, Bijan.
It's a perfume, isn't it?
It's a perfume, yeah, perfume, suits, fragrance, like, yeah.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
Everything, okay.
Yeah, and she saw it, and she really loved the name, and I think she was going to name me something else, like, but the last second, she was like, nah, we're gonna choose Bijan, and, like, the meaning behind it is really cool, like, it means hero, so, you know, that's another reason why she chose it. Yeah, no, seriously. But, yeah, I mean, it was just one of those names that was, you know, really unique. And
do you know somebody else?
I don't. Yeah, okay. I've never met another Bijan before. Actually, I think I met one, but the spelling was like Bjohn.
Okay.
Yeah, but never met like with the same name, which is pretty cool.
So the headline. It's really a unique name. We have total German names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody said like I would like find another Bijan out here. Would you think that's true?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably not. By that.
We will see, but the headline of this interview is there's only one Bijan, then, for sure.
That's it.
If there's no, nobody else in the world.
That's it. There's only one.
But also, you have also nicknames, of course. Everybody got nicknames. Ours are not that interesting, but you
No,
were
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
Okay. I give you one later. Your nickname is Smiley, and we can see that. You're always, as you said also, you're doing it for the community. You want to be at your best in sports, but you also, seems like to open-minded for everything, and you're always smiling all the time. So is this simply said because of the nickname Smiley?
Yeah, I got that nickname. my like fifth grade, when I was in fifth grade. And yeah, I mean, I'm just such a, like a positive person, like super happy person. I think like my grandparents, my mom, they instilled that in me. And, you know, I think it's really cool that I get to like infect that kind of energy to somebody else and to make other people smile too.
Yeah. It's a great nickname.
Yeah, it's something I live with. And I mean, I love it because I mean, when I'm smiling, like I think I can bring a smile to somebody else too. So it's always cool to be called that.
Do they call you Smiley in the locker room?
They don't call me that. I don't think it didn't get to the locker room.
It wasn't.
But when it does, it's gonna be like, all right, like cool, cool.
Because I read a very interesting story, because it reminds me when I was young, when you're playing football at your grandmother, yeah, and you destroyed things, which happens as a kid. I also destroyed windows playing soccer.
Yeah.
But she put all the items together and said, okay, you broke it, but when you reach your goal, going to the NFL, you have to pay me.
Yeah,
did you get a big check?
Yeah, yeah. So she said like she's gonna make a big old painting out of it.
Okay.
And she did.
Like, but she collected all the items.
Yeah,
which
all broken. Like she took all the small pieces of like all the bases and everything that I broke when I was young, and then she took like the mini helmets and like the cleats that I used to wear when I was a kid. Like she took all that and collected it all, and then she said like when I make it to the NFL, she's gonna build a big old picture of it, and that's it. She got an artist, and she like helped the artist like get it done, and she got it done.
My grandmother never get money from my side, so no, sorry for that.
No, it's all good. No,
insurance in Germany, insurance.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
So of course you played also in the living room in the garden as a kid, of course. It's also because you have a special history inside of your family regarding football, right? So how did it come, you playing a lot as a kid and then later in high school, college, and now in the NFL?
Yeah, so my grandfather, he was a college football referee. And he did a lot of big time games. Like he did a lot of big time players. And when I was, he'd been doing it for 40 some years. And when I was a kid, like I saw all his games and, you know, just in heightened my love for the game. And when I was, I think I started when I was 5, like organized like flag football. And I think the first time I carried the ball, like I ran the wrong way and I ran backwards.
But it was a touchdown?
No, it was like
incorrect
a safety is what they call it.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were like, yeah, I don't think like football's his thing.
Okay.
But then after that, like once I knew which way to run, they kept letting me play. And then when I started tackle football, then everything like was history from there. But yeah, he was the one that kind of set that foundation of like just my love for it. I think like I've been like God blessed me to play it, but you know, just continue my love, like it was definitely him.
But was there a chance that Bijan could also had become a referee because he was a referee as well?
Or will become a referee?
Or will become later a referee?
No, I don't think. No? I don't think he was leaning towards that direction. Yeah.
But why becoming a running back? Was it clear, crystal clear, you want to get a running back? I mean, you have also a background family on the running back position.
Yeah.
Was it clear playing that position? Or could it also have been cornerback? I don't know.
Well, he wanted me to play quarterback.
Okay.
Like before I even started. And he was like, let's like try it out. Like, so he was like training me to be a quarterback when I was young. But I was like, this isn't fun. I didn't like just throwing the ball. Like I like juking people out. Yeah, I want to run. And then like when recess came, I was like the guy that was handling the ball, like making people miss, like scoring the touchdown. So I think it was always going to be running back. My uncle, he played running back for the Bengals. Like back in the 60s, 70s. And I mean, I think it was destined for me to play running back for sure.
And it worked well so far. So I think it was a maybe better decision becoming running back than quarterback.
No, yeah, seriously.
And especially also right now, maybe because something sports again, because the running back position is growing again in the last 2 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
A few years ago, you had extra meeting with running backs and they say, well, it's a passing league.
Right.
And now it's good that you're a running back, right?
Yeah.
So you became a running back, not a quarterback then.
Yeah, no doubt. Like even like that position, just how much has grown, like you said, in the past years, like the teams that are most successful, they have the best running games. Like you have to have the running game because the passing game is starting to be like, you know, there's edge rushers. There's so many people that, you know, play into the passing game now. So when you have an effective running game, then your team becomes, you know, super dominant. And then if you're a running back that can do more than just run the football and that can catch out the backfield, then, I mean, the sky's the limit for your team.
Do you have a favorite running back or a model? What you would say, yeah, that is the guy I like to watch, his playing style. What else?
Yeah, so I like LaDainian Tomlinson. So,
okay.
Like LT, he's my favorite, and I think just my running style is kind of similar to his in terms of like how you make people miss, how you create space for yourself, and just like find certain angles and do certain moves. Like I kind of compare to his game. Yeah, he's my favorite.
So, of course, you have a natural talent as a running back then, but is this something you intimidate then from other players? You're yeah. watching like tapes and you think, okay, he's doing this one and he's doing that one. I just try to merge this.
I do that all the time. Like, yeah. I see the highlights of what they do and like I pick some of their moves up. Even the guys that play today, like, I try to like mimic their moves in practice, and I do it a certain amount of times, like either during the week or like during those couple weeks, and I try to perfect it during that week, and then I try to distill the moves that they do. But that's something that I've always done since high school. Like, I've always watched the highlights of somebody or watched the game of somebody and try to do exactly what they did, just because it just adds to my game. And I mean, ever since I've been doing that, like, I've been doing moves that people don't expect, that people like are like, how'd you do that? And I'm like, you can do the same thing. Like, you can just watch and try to visualize it and then do it for yourself and just see if it works.
Do you have personal goals before a season? For example, writing it down, I want to get 1,500 rushing yards, 20 rushing touchdowns, what else?
Yeah.
Are you a guy who has that goals in mind, or is it just, let's see what's happening?
No, I do have my personal goals. Like, I like try to make these outlandish goals. Like last year, I said I wanted to get 2,000 yards. People were like, that's not going to happen. Like, this dude's outrageous. Like, they're like, whatever. I mean, and I was like 100 yards away from it. So this year I'm trying to like do something even more outrageous than that. And just always try to like, I've always been the guy to like make some like super, super high goals that some people don't seem like it's possible to reach, but you know, I'm trying to reach it. Like that's the goal, to try to reach that goal every time I, you know, step on the field.
Could be come true because it's the Atlanta Bijans, as we learned before. So if you have all the time, it could be.
So you would be a good pick for fantasy next year.
I mean, people pick me in fantasy and they tell me that I'm doing all right. So okay, I would hope so.
Just for my of the recording, that was just for me.
Yeah,
you guys play fantasy.
Yeah, I guess I beat you once and you beat me also once, right?
Everybody beats me. So that's
who was your guy's running back?
Oh, I don't know. I cannot remember.
It wasn't me.
So no, definitely not.
Unfortunately not.
I was have the injured guys. I think I started with Nick Chubb, which was very great at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, Nick.
When you're not picking at one in our league, it's hard to become Bijan, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dang, okay. My bad.
But we have one big topic.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that is very interesting.
Okay.
How do you get a mustard businessman as a football player?
Yeah.
It's really interesting for me to, how do you get in a mustard business?
Yeah, so the mustard, that was it started my junior year, like, of college. And, you know, we thought it was an idea at first. Like, it was two guys, their name is David and Craig, and they came with my marketing guy, Brian Burney, and they were saying, like, you know, this could be, like, a really cool thing. Because there's Dijon mustard, so we were like, mm-hmm. We're like, all right, like that sounds cool, but we don't know how it's gonna be.
They convinced you for the mustard business,
yeah,
more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they showed us like a whole template of like what it could be, and we were like, this all looks cool, but we didn't know. Like, we were like, this it could be a flop, like really quick. And I mean, we started it and we said, let's just do it, and we started it in that summer, and it like exploded. Like, everybody loved it, everybody was talking about it, everybody showed it, like on the media outlets. Like, it became like a really big, cool thing. And I mean, ever since then, like, we've continued to strive for it to be like bigger and bigger every single year. And I mean, even like this year, like, we're trying to make it like super big, because it's more than just a condiment. Like, it makes people happy, it makes people smile, mm-hmm. and that's the main goal is for it to.
No, you say I invest in Apple stocks and not in mustard.
Yeah, no, seriously, like Like people would just buy it and put it like on top of their fridge, and like you don't ever put mustard on your fridge. So it's a cool thing, man.
I was thinking all the time because Flo, I just say it now, he doesn't like mustard.
Oh, you don't like mustard?
I mean, all the Germans love it. I don't know, love it or like it at least. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we had the. But, you're not so long in Munich now, but the Weißwürste, the white sausage is always with sweet mustard.
Yeah, I tasted that yesterday.
Okay.
It was like a sweet, like spicy mustard.
Exactly, yeah. So you know what the tasting is now. That's the Bavarian
That's what mustard. It is, the Bavarian mustard. Yeah, that's what it was. And it was different. It was different taste. I can see why you don't like mustard for that.
I do. Yeah. It's hard for me, but I think all the Germans like it. And that was my question, if you tried other mustard during the time here in Germany. Because you mentioned also you tried some food.
Yeah, so... Here. I tried the spicy, the mild, and the Bavarian. The three. The other two were good. Like I can eat those all the time. But yeah, that other one was like brown. I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure too much about it. Yeah. And then the food that I tried, I forgot the name of it.
In Munich already.
Yeah, it was like a. I forgot the name. It was
we have time in November then.
Oh right, yeah. I'll remember it again. It was good. It was good though.
That's very interesting. The mustard business, because I don't have my own mustard. I would like to have, but
you can do it.
Okay.
Especially here.
Yeah.
And like now the pretzels here, like that was a great thing to try.
Yeah.
Like that was really good.
With mustard.
Yeah, that's like
Bichon mustard fits with everything, I guess. Yeah,
it's more than just hot dogs, I promise.
So we see for sure you're gonna play football now for several years, but afterwards, master business, maybe referee. I read maybe actor.
Yep.
Yeah, how
so
did that
a lot of endless, options.
Endless, like being a DJ.
DJ for sure.
Like there's a lot of things that I like to like dabble in and do. Just like to build off like just my personality and who I am. So. Yeah. I mean, not a referee.
not a referee. Yeah. You need the creative stuff, and referee is not that creative.
That's not creative enough.
But is this something really actor? Because I read that it's you mentioned it before in an interview.
Yeah, man.
So because you did some adverts, of course, as an NFL player. But film star or film action hero, action Bijan would be the right.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool. Like that's a goal. Yeah. And then I have like friends and stuff that are actors and that are in acting, and you know they always talk to me about it. Which is cool, so it just like and heightens my like love for that side of the creativity, and hopefully one day I can make that big too as well.
Okay,
but stay with the football career so far.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Start so far.
Yeah,
Bijan, thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you guys as well.
Time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And we see us in Berlin, and all the best for the season then.
Yes, sir. See y'all in November.
November, all exactly.
Right. All right.